keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be an ordinary lover.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a silver jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition Zambia, we want questions. President Hichilema's continued push to amend the constitution. 5 children rescued from human trafficking in Kazungula. In international news, junior doctors in Madagascar join a Gen Z-led protest movement as pressure mounts on president. In sports, Keith Mwemba appointed to FIFA legal committee.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. 5 children suspected to be victims of human trafficking have been rescued in Kazungula district, a border town increasingly identified as a transit point for cross-border trafficking networks. Kazungula District Social Welfare Officer Bryson Mwemba confirmed that the victims included 2 Ugandan nationals, 2 Congolese and 1 Malawian who were being transported through the border for unknown destinations. He explained that the children who were initially placed under the care of social welfare authorities have since been safely repatriated to their respective countries of origin. According to Mr. Mwemba, the interception took place between July and September this year, following coordinated efforts by law enforcement agencies operating in the district. He further revealed that the incident has prompted a multi-stakeholder meeting in Kazungula, bringing together government departments, law enforcement and community leaders to discuss stronger measures aimed at combating the rising cases of human trafficking in the area. Mr. Mwemba emphasized the need for enhanced border surveillance, community sensitization, and interagency collaboration to ensure that Kazungula does not continue to serve as a route for traffickers exploiting vulnerable children across national borders. In another development, Opposition Zambia We Want has underscored the need to stop the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7, stating that President Hakainde Hichilema's desperation to amend the supreme law of the country before 2026 general elections is questionable. Speaking during the Power FM political podcast this morning, President Engineer Kapambwe Simbao alleged that the reintroducing of Bill 7 aims to guarantee President Hichilema's victory in next year's polls. Engineer Simbao warned Zambians not to be cheated, suggesting that the appointment of the technical committee to look at the bill is aimed at giving the proposed law legitimacy, and once enacted, the law will favor the head of state. Meanwhile, he has challenged President Hichilema and the United Party for National Development to stop the constitution amendment process if they claim they will win the 2026 polls. Livingston-based political commentator Abraham Munalula has urged the Tonse Alliance to put aside internal differences and focus on uniting opposition parties in order to mount a strong challenge against the ruling government. Speaking in an interview with Paratham News, Mr. Munalula said the alliance has the potential to unseat the government if its members put the collective interest above personal ambitions. He emphasized the need for the opposition to approach next year's general elections with a united and coordinated front to enhance its credibility and electoral prospects. Mr. Munalula expressed optimism that a cohesive leadership within the alliance, one committed to addressing the real needs of Zambians, could transform the opposition into a formidable political force. He further urged the alliance to choose representatives who genuinely reflect and articulate the aspirations of the people.
Encouraging the Ponce Alliance leaders that they should be strong, they should be firm, they should never be intimidated by anyone. No one should disrupt the alliance because they should continue together. By so doing that, that's the only way they can challenge the ruling party. We cannot go for general elections next year without a strong opposition. Hence, I'm appealing to the Tonse Alliance leaders to bring peace within the alliance, and I'm very confident that if they can unite together, the alliance can overcome next year.
Justice Minister Princess Kasune has called for people-centered approach to strengthen legal access across Africa. The minister underscored the need for a people-centered approach that upholds dignity and ethical cooperation to advance justice systems across Africa. Officiating at the opening of the three-day Fourth African Business and Human Rights Forum in Lusaka, the minister stressed that strengthening access to legal remedies remains crucial to empowering communities and promoting inclusive governance.
This gathering demonstrates not only increasing agency of our shared mission, but also our unwavering commitment to resolve and to move from commitments to action and from promises to progress. That is why, under the able leadership of our President, President Hakainde Hichilema, the government of the Republic of Zambia has chosen to write a new chapter where Africa was truly fueled Africa's prosperity with justice and human dignity at its core. We are unwavering in this commitment to foster an environment of businesses that are responsible in their conduct and to strengthen the voices of our local communities.
In international news, Cameroon's 92-year-old president, Paul Biya, appeared Tuesday at his first campaign rally for the upcoming election, in which the world's oldest head of state is seeking his eighth term. Addressing a crowd of supporters at a stadium in the far north town of Maroua, Biya promised to step up security in the region plagued by extremist attacks, curb youth unemployment and improve road infrastructure and social amenities if he is re-elected in Sunday's vote. The far north region is majority Muslim and one of Cameroon's poorest areas. It has been plagued by attacks and kidnappings for ransom by the extremist group Boko Haram. It also accounts for nearly 20% of the country's 8.2 million eligible voters, and two of the nine opposition candidates in the election, Biya's former allies Bello Buba Maigari and Issa Churoma Bakari, among command a strong following in the far north. Still in international news, protests were ongoing in the streets of Madagascar on Tuesday, a day after President Andry Rajoelina appointed a new prime minister. In Antananarivo, anger has spread to the healthcare sector. Hundreds of medical students and junior doctors left Joseph Ravuhangi